put up some PF for these urgent cures. Today's date is 03/21/2026. Dictation is for Miss Helen Salas. Salas spells S-A-L-A-Z. Helen spells H-E-L-E-N. Date of birth is 12/22/1958. This is a 67-year-old female here for follow-up period. Patient indicated that she recently suffered a fall and fractured her hip and was in hospital for a lengthy period of time, then was sent to rehab and is here for a follow-up period. She indicated that she continues to have nausea, and every time she eats or drinks something, it does not stay in her stomach. It comes right back up. She indicated also that she saw a GI who did a upper GI study and advised her that she has an ulcer which needs to be fixed because it appears to be bleeding a little. She said after the ulcer was fixed, she still continues to have nausea whenever she eats, and mild abdominal pain, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergy were reviewed. New diagnosis would be right hip fracture. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 128 over 67. Pulse 73, respiration 18. Patient indicated that she would like to stop her blood pressure medication because it is taking her blood pressure too low, and she was also advised to stop when she was in inpatient care, and she has not been taking it, and she said her blood pressure remains stable, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Green. Next paragraph, respiratory, mid inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities. She has full range of motion of her right hip, but with moderate discomfort and range of motion, period. She's neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented, 93, cranial alert, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is to refill medication, number two, hip fractures, number three, nausea, period. For today's patient, medication refill as follows. Zofran 4 milligrams ODT, 1 sublingual TID PRN for nausea vomiting. She was given 30. Next medication, Flexeril 10 milligrams 1 PO QHS for 30 days. Number 30, she was strongly encouraged not to take this medication during the day, not to drink or drive while taking this medication. She says she understands and will comply. Patient was given a log to record her blood pressure, so we can see what it does without medication and make some changes if needed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.